This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. When you bring home that new baby the first few months, it can really be a test of your endurance. For new dads, part of the challenge can be in figuring out how to provide support for mom, but fathers need support too. The University of Cincinnati Medical Center is offering boot camp for new dads. It's training for fathers-to-be from an expert source, veteran dads. And here to discuss the classes, our founder of Boot Camp for New Dads, Greg Bishop, Executive Administrative Director for Transplant Services at UC Health, Jason Huff, and Clinical Team Lead for Women's Health Services, Kimberly Crawford. You can be part of the conversation, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Greg, Jason, and Kim, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Greg, tell us what led you to create the boot camp for dads.
Well, actually, Greg's not here with us today. Oh,
so
he is here.
I have 12. Great. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, we've got him by phone.
Great, thank you.
Yes, I have 12 brothers and sisters. Nine were younger, had a lot of experience with babies. Then I had four kids of my own, and I felt that other men would just enjoy their babies more if they had another dad show them how. And that was really the genesis of it. And that was back in the late 80s. We got it going in 1990.
What was it like back then? How's it evolved over the years? How big has this become?
In some respects, it hasn't changed that much. I think the men back then and today who come to us, the dads-to-be, are hugely interested in doing the best job possible. They are more informed today, and more of them have held babies. When we started, it was just a local group of dads-to-be. I asked some of my friends with babies to join us. The dads-to-be said, never held a baby before. We handed them ours. That's kind of how it got going. So that part of it, you know, we don't see as much anymore, but we still get dads there. It has to be who never held a baby before. So it has changed, but not that much, frankly, other than there's a learning curve that these guys are, you know, are just more informed.
That's such a big part of it, holding that baby for the first time. I think as a new father, it dawns on you when you finally hold the baby that, oh, my heavens, this is for real. My life has changed. This child's life is so important. That just really hits home. I remember how I felt when I first held my sons, and I wish I'd had an opportunity like this prior to becoming a father, because it was just such a shock to me. But it was such a wonderful shock at the same time. It's like, I have a kid now. What am I going to do? So,
that's still the best part of the workshop, as far as I'm concerned. And the most nervous dad. You hand them the baby, and our veterans know just to do that once he says something like he doesn't have experience. They put their baby in his arms, and within 5 minutes, you know, he goes from nervous, totally relaxed, and then he doesn't want to give the baby back. So it's a pretty magical moment.
Yeah. Kim, what do you think is the biggest surprise to new dads?
Oh, gosh. Because the Daddy Boot Camp is all men, teaching men, talking to other men, I have not had the privilege of actually getting to sit through the class.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's for the men to talk to and, you know, learn from each other. We do have a baby. We've had a couple of classes now. We have a baby that comes with his dad, and that has been really rewarding for that dad and the baby to be able to. We say the baby is teaching the dads. So, Jason,
what do you think about that too? Yeah.
So I'd say that the veteran dad that we've been working with, he has a young toddler, and he's been very excellent. I think what I have seen in the last two classes with him involved in it, he's really taken on that role of that veteran father, really a kind of a nurturing role for that rookie dad that's coming in. And, you know, we've seen rookie dads where they might have had the experience with holding the baby, but in a recent class, you know, we had a rookie dad that didn't have that experience with holding the baby. So seeing that happen for the first time, you know, we've seen a rookie dad change a diaper. And of course, all this is, you know, we leave this up to our veteran dads on if they're comfortable with them doing that type of thing. But certainly we encourage it if they're willing to do it. And it's quite rewarding seeing the rookie fathers, what they take away from that and that experience, you know, somebody never changing a diaper for the first time and seeing what that's really like and participating in that.
And since this started locally, how many rookie fathers have we had go through the program?
So we've had about three that's went through. We've had offered the class twice. We have our third class, which is our largest class that we've had of five rookie dads. It's going to be on next Monday,
on the 12th.
From 4 to 7. And then we have another class that we have coming up on July the 24th, which is on a Monday evening from 4 to 7. And then August the 26th, which is on a Saturday, and we do that from 10 a.m. to 1. So we try to rotate back and forth so we're hitting people on the weekend and during the day.
Describe a class. What's it like?
So the class is usually, it's set up for 3 hours. And the first hour, we basically introduce the veteran dads. I introduce myself, obviously, as a facilitator. Rookie dads introduce themselves. We like to talk about what their experience was with their fathers. So I think that's probably what really got my interest in serving as a facilitator in this, because I think, as you said, I work in transplant, not in women's health services. But, you know, I had an interesting experience with my, you know, with my father, not the greatest experience. And so I think being able to talk about those and, you know, what we want to, you know, what these rookie dads really don't want to repeat that they might have seen during their growing up is, you know, really, really interesting. Then we talk about challenges of the mom. We really try to find out what questions they have up front, so we make sure that we don't miss those as we're going through the course. And then we really talk about the dad as being, you know, being a part of facilitating that teamwork with mom, and then also what his role is as a protector. And then we move into the second hour of the class where it's more interactive, where your veteran dads are working with the rookie dads, and they can, again, they could be changing diapers, learning how to burp a baby. And then the third hour of the class, we come back and we focus more on some of the issues that they're going to see, like how you handle crying babies, moms with postpartum blues or postpartum depression, those signs to kind of watch for, basically teaching the dads, you know, how to be advocates for the wife and basically how to be supportive of each other. And then we try to refocus back around any of the rookie concerns, and we touch on any kind of safety issues that we might not have covered throughout the first 2 hours.
Are there any questions or topics that are off limits?
Nothing's off limits.
Doesn't sound like it.
It's all men, and it's, you know, it's you know, I think men are involved in child or classes preparing for that. But this is the opportunity for men being with men, and there's no types of questions that are off limits. And
at UCMC, we were really looking for a way that we could support our dads, because most everything involved with pregnancy obviously is geared towards the woman. Mm-hmm. And dads are taking part of childbirth ed classes where you're talking about labor and delivery, but nothing just for them. So we were really excited to work with the Ohio Commission on Fatherhood, who let us connect with Boot Camp for New Dads. And that's how we used that Boot Camp for New Dads program to create this in our childbirth ed offering. So men can actually go on our uchealth.com website, search Daddy Boot Camp, and then click on childbirth education, and that will take them right to the site where they can sign up online, or they can call 584-BABY, which is 2229, to sign up. But I think that's one of the most unique things about this program is that Jason's a facilitator. He's there to help guide that conversation that these men are having with each other. And I think that's different than what you would imagine as a childbirth ed class. It's more of a group of men just really talking about the real issues and facilitating that through topics that we know we want them to get to.
And that's the key component. I'm not there to teach the class. I facilitate and make sure communication keeps flowing, that we cover the topics. But it's really our veteran fathers that are and the rookies that are really working with each other, and the veteran fathers really are the ones they're teaching, helping to teach that class.
The program really gets going when the rookies, and Jason, you'll experience this soon, fairly soon, come back as veterans with their babies. And once you put all the babies the dads in the room together, it's like a nursery in a locker room. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun thing, period. Mm-hmm.
So your pool of veteran dads just keeps growing and growing then. Mm-hmm.
We've already had one rookie dad who agreed to be a veteran dad. Sure. So as soon as his baby's born, we'll give him a few months. And then, so we've already had one dad agree to come back as a veteran.
Greg,
I should mention that the most dramatic thing we've noticed over the years, and this goes back to 1990, is the difference between the rookie and the veteran. These are absolutely different men. And if you videotape them before and then after, you would just obviously see that.
Different in what way? How would you describe it?
Well, they're confident. They know what they're doing at this point. You know, they're dealing with the challenges that they all they had before was questions. You know, these guys that come back, of course, too, are basically mentoring the other guys. They're veterans with only a few months' experience under their belt, and they show it. And yeah, they're pretty impressive men just across the board. I mean, dads want to do the job, and these guys are, and it just again shows.
Greg, how many, is this an international program at this point? Are you in other countries?
England's adopted it, too, under the name Hit the Ground Crawling, which is the name of our first book. They've had trouble implementing it. It's very challenging to implement. We've had 400,000 men come through the program, you know, to date in the U.S., but we're looking to expand it internationally because dads throughout the world are basically going through the same experience, and they all need, you know, some support here.
What do you think is the biggest misconceptions that you find among new dads about their babies, Greg?
You know that well there's just lots of issues, so it's very hard to categorize all the dads together. But I think that you know their first issue, you know, major issue is they're very concerned, even scared about the crying issue. The media these days, we used to support new parents, particularly new mothers, society did in you know, previous, you know, times. And now basically they're all subject to everything anybody can throw at them. And so there's just lots of extra concerns moms have in general, and dads are starting to pick this up too. And so they just need to have the real experience with these babies in the room. Once they watch the veteran dads take care of their babies for 3 hours, you know, they walk away thinking, I can do this too. And so the big misconception is that they can't.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that I think one unique challenge that happens sometimes is that father who isn't necessarily married to the mother or involved closely with that family, but they still are going to have a relationship with that baby. And so I think this class is, or I called it a class, this group is...
I think I did the same thing though, Kim.
It's okay. It's important for that dad to learn how he's going to connect and understanding the mom, even though he may be not physically with that mom and baby at the same address. And
that was the experience I had with the last class that I facilitated. That was a similar situation with the rookie father. And believe it or not, it was one of the things he talked about is his experience growing up with his father. And really not wanting to repeat some of the mistakes that his father had made with him. So that's why he felt it was imperative for him to participate in this. And I will say of the two classes, it's the best one I've had the opportunity to facilitate so far.
And what's the age range of the fathers that you're reaching to? Have you tracked that?
Well, not so far. We haven't tracked it. We've just had the three men, but
the youngest has been 20,
and then 16 to 60 is our yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So 16 to 60.
We're not really limiting it to an age.
Yeah, I was just thinking teenage fathers, especially, would be a lot of help in this this area.
One of the cool things about having a teenage dad there is the other more experienced, you know, or the you know the older dads. Look at him and think, you know, my God, if he can take it on, you know, I got no issues, you know, sort of thing. And they're very impressed with the younger guys that step up.
Mm-hmm. Kim, can you talk some about the father's role in the breastfeeding relationship?
Yes, that's one of the important things about Daddy Boot Camp as well. At UCMC, we are a baby-friendly hospital. And really what baby-friendly means is that we're designated as baby-friendly, meaning all of our policies, procedures, processes support the mom's choice that she would like to breastfeed her baby. And so as dads kind of come into that relationship with this mom breastfeeding, a lot of men feel that they don't have a connection there because they're not feeding the baby. What am I supposed to do? So one of the things and the topics that they talk about in Daddy Boot Camp is how a dad's support in breastfeeding is really crucial to the success of breastfeeding. So the dads talk about the challenges of having a breastfed baby and the ways they can support the mom and those type of topics that kind of help support the whole breastfeeding success for that mom.
And the facilitator that we've had for the last two classes, their experience was that during the breastfeeding process, and Kim, please feel free to step in here, but the baby was not really able to get enough milk from breastfeeding, but so they would use a pump, and actually they would still bottle feed. So they were going, dealing with those challenges of not actually being able to breastfeed, but how to still make that work for them. But what I found with the rookie dad so far is, and I will say it's been mixed. They've planned to bottle feed, and then there's been a plan to breastfeed. So that's what I have seen so far in the two classes that we've did.
And how do
we also run Boot Camp for New Moms? That was developed by my wife after she would listen to tapes of the dads, and in her classes, her workshops that are spreading around too. They're starting to be joined with the Boot Camp for New Dad workshops, so both parents are getting educated about each other and such. But they can get on the same page and work together, you know, before that baby arrives. But the breastfeeding challenge is just very surprisingly very difficult, you know, for many of them, especially when they have to go back to work. And so we're just about to launch a new initiative with our dads to basically equip them to be what we call assistant lactation consultants, so that they understand what the challenges are. They can help moms through them right away, beginning within an hour of that birth when mom's trying to latch on for the first time. Well, we want dads to be there. Dads want to be there and know what to do. And so we're providing information to them to be able to do that.
Greg, how much time is spent in the classes on learning how to control your emotions with a new child? Say, for instance, avoiding becoming mad when a baby won't stop crying. Do you go over how to calm down and as a father?
Yes, and in fact, when we've asked the vets over the years, when they come in, we'd ask them, what are the most important things you've learned? You know, next to supporting mom no matter what, you know, patience with themselves, patience with the baby, patience with mom, just patience all the way around, and that's the opposite of the anger you're talking about. But there again, you know, we don't have, we're developing new information for these guys. We have a call with our coaches, you know, nationally over the next couple of days, and that's one of the key issues. How do we really equip these guys so they can deal with their anger? Because, you know, anger before they have a family is one issue. Once they do have a family, it's a whole bigger, much bigger issue. And along with smoking and other challenges they face, we want to be able to equip them to deal with it, because that baby actually gives them a great deal of new strength to take on any challenge they're facing. And so we want them to kind of leverage that, you know, surf it, you know, ride it like a wave, basically, to get the best out of that experience. But and that they only have is a new dad. So this is a very critical time for those kinds of issues.
So one of the classes, how do new fathers get involved in these?
So our website, uchealth.com, they can just go to uchealth.com, search Daddy Boot Camp, click on Childbirth Education, and then that will list all of our childbirth education classes as well as Daddy Boot Camp, and there's several dates to pick from. We have one coming up on Monday from 4 to 7, July 24th from 4 to 7, which is a Monday, and August 26th from 10 to 1. We also, in our community women's health clinics, we are talking to the moms and letting the moms know, because moms are good recruiters for this, because they may have their significant other that they would like to take Daddy Boot Camp. They know that the dad has some questions. So our nurses talk to the moms and give let them know about the class as well, the group as well. And they can also call 584-BABY and leave a message and say, hey, I heard about Daddy Boot Camp. I'd like to get registered.
Okay.
Exactly. And we can get them registered, call them back, give them any information that they would like to know.
Jason, what are your hopes for this in terms of growth?
Well, like I said, on Monday night, we're looking at our largest class of five, and that's a significant growth for us just over the course of the last 2 months getting this program started. Hopefully we have really, we've identified some more facilitators to help with the course. So it's going to allow us to be able to expand our availability to provide the course, at different times. And I think that our growth potential is, unlimited at this point. And,
Are you always looking for veteran dads?
We're always looking for veteran dads.
Okay.
The veteran dads are what make this special. And you know what I would say is coming off of what Kim was talking about. What I can tell you in my two experience with the classes, there's nothing that makes that rookie dad more proud at the end of that class to get this little certificate that's signed stating that he has participated and completed daddy boot camp. And
he's certified now.
He's certified. And the first thing he says is, I can't wait to take this home to show it to mom or to show it to wife. And that's, you know, that's a real rewarding experience. I think both for me as the facilitator and also for the veteran dads.
Greg, Jason, and Kim.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. If you can do it quickly, Greg, we've just got about 30 seconds left.
Sure.
Here.
Oh yeah, sure. No, I'm just going to mention that, you know, just hearing Jason describe it, you're doing a great job. You're going to have your rookies coming back as veterans, and the veterans won't be an issue. In Denver, where we have a large concentration of programs, we have now 25% of the dads-to-be in Denver coming to boot camps. And that's the kind of potential you have. In fact, we think we can go further in Denver and elsewhere as well. Basically, what's happening is the dads-to-be talk to each other, and so you have your friends telling
Greg, we have to wrap it up. My apologies. But thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.